everybody, and welcome to the very last Squatting Toad of this year of 2016, this monumental and momentous year of 2016. Yes, it's me, Mel Byron, again, for, as I say, the last time for a little while. So I'm coming to you today from Kiev in Ukraine, where I'm actually on holiday, seeing some friends, taking a bit of time to relax, seeing the sights, and just really taking also a bit of time to reflect on everything that's happened to me this year, everything I've achieved, and also wanting to take the opportunity to thank you guys who've been my loyal listeners, and those of you who've read the blog and signed up to the Facebook page. And there'll be a bit more of that next year, but you know, it's time, it's the end of the year, it's time to say a few thanks and also to reflect, and I think we should all take a bit of time to do that. Well, it's about, I think it's 4.5 years since I was last here, and a lot has changed here. I mean, poor Ukraine has taken something of a battering from its larger neighbour. But I'm happy to say that here in Kiev, things are a little more stable. Well, certainly they look pretty much normal. I'm just staying literally 30 seconds walk from the main square, which you'll have seen on the news so often back in 2014 when the revolution here really began. And, you know, there's a lot of sadness here. People died. People died here on the street where I am staying. How many? I don't think we'll ever know. Happily, though, the barricades have gone, although many of them still survive round and about the city centre as kind of art installations, you know, very powerful and poignant reminders of things that have happened. Because, you know, there are things we shouldn't forget. For myself, and, you know, goodness, I don't want anybody to think I'm being trite in comparing the fact that there's been momentous change here to momentous change in my own life. But I don't know, somehow it seems appropriate for me to be here. And I do love coming here. But for myself, yes, I've come a long way this year from that first Monday of 2016, when I wandered round the house in a daze, not knowing how I should feel. Because for the first time in a very long time, I was waking up on a Monday morning to go to a job that was making me miserable. And I had forgotten how not to be a miserable person. Goodness knows, misery takes up an awful lot of time and energy. And it's not good. It's not good energy. And it's wasting energy, time and creativity. And I don't think I realised quite how much until it had gone. But since then, in the intervening 11 months, I can't believe how much that I have achieved. And I'm not, this is not, by the way, just an end of year podcast with me going, yeah, I'm great. I really hope that throughout the year I've inspired you and introduced you to interesting people. But also, you know, I hope I give hope to people. I'm about to have a significant birthday, which ends in a zero, which, well, let's just say, if this was my midlife crisis, quite literally, that means I would live to be 100. Maybe I will. Probably I won't. Let's assume not, because life is short. So let's live, as they say, every day is your last. So I just want to say, it doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, where you think you've started from, you can always try and turn things around and certainly live a more creative life. You know, when I audit what I've done, I've completed many podcasts, I've written a lot on the blog, notes, I've got oodles of notebooks at the moment, and I've been on, that most horrible word again, a journey to find my thing with a capital T. I started out on the journey by wanting to explore other people's creativity, and perhaps I think I was in denial about how much I needed to find my own creativity. So I think I started on the Squatting Toad podcast by almost like a little bit Victorian waif with their nose pressed up against the window while all these other brilliant creative people were inside having a good time and feasting on the results of their creativity. But now I feel like, you know, the door has been opened to me and I've been welcomed tentatively in. Or maybe I've been welcomed, but I'm only walking tentatively in. I'm certainly more attuned to other people's creativity, though. And I understand the processes. And I understand how important it is and how you shouldn't suppress creativity. And I'll come back to that in a minute. But what I also would say, and what's really important, is I can't believe how many interesting and fascinating people I've met, people I would never have expected to meet. When I think about Peter Evans, who was introduced to me by a friend who emailed and said, hey, you've got to meet this guy I know who broadcasts an Icelandic radio program, or a program about Icelandic music. And what a privilege it was to meet this man whose enthusiasm he put across every weekend with his radio program about what appears to be the obscure topic of Icelandic and Faroese rock music, and also his poetry. Angela Thirlwell, an author of many years standing, a professional creative, not just an amateur, a professional creative who was willing to give up her time to me to describe her creative process and how she saw her writing career developing. I thought that that was really inspiring for anybody who looked to having a writing career. And Cynthia Hamilton, performance poet, who I'd first met in 2006, and we were reintroduced by a mutual friend who had no idea that we'd actually met, nor indeed had Cynthia. I had clearly made less of an impression than she had. And it was really through meeting her and talking to her about how much she missed doing her performance poetry that it really kind of flicked the switch in my own brain about, hang on, what do I really want to be doing here? Do I really want to be performing? I'm enormously grateful to everybody who gave up their time to be interviewed and to take part in the podcast. It's fantastic to meet new people in whatever context. Even today, I met a really, really lovely group of people. And when I woke up this morning, I knew I was going to visit what I was told was a speaking group, but I had no idea what that was going to entail. And I turned up to meet this wonderful group of people, all Ukrainian, who give up every Saturday afternoon to practice their English because they're all really interested in the English language and in British culture. And it was very gratifying that they had a British flag flying over the room where they met, not an American one. And you know, we met, we chatted about all kinds of things. They asked my opinion of Brexit, what people in the UK thought about Ukraine, if indeed they thought at all. And then at the end of this wonderful experience, where people listened to me, by the way, for 1 hour and 37 minutes, I know this because I recorded it, one of them then took me on a trip to see a beautiful and famous church, and tomorrow she's taking me to a modern art gallery. I didn't know any of that was going to happen this morning. Life is just great. It really is. And, you know, you've got to keep your eyes and ears open to everything. In fact, just now I was walking along the main street in Kiev and I heard some music. So I crossed the road and there was a beautiful four-piece band playing, busking. It's 0 degrees, by the way, outside. Busking some of your favourite tunes of yesteryear. They played La Bamba, Another Brick in the Wall, and there are a few other things they play. And I only intended to watch for one song, and I ended up staying for about half an hour. These guys, these are just guys, I don't know what they do in their daily life, but there they were, just a bunch of middle-aged guys playing really good music on the street on a Saturday night. Very deservedly, they had a good crowd. Although, as I say, it is 0 degrees outside and very windy, so all hail to them. It was suggested by one of my friends that what I should do at the end of this year was to do an audit of all the things that I had said that I was going to do during the course of my podcast and did or didn't do. I'd like to do that, but you know what? I'm too busy, which is a good thing. I never did, for example, take that sewing class that I always promised I would, but I did do a stand-up comedy course. Because I knew that I wanted to get back and perform. And once you start to develop the idea of the thing with the capital T, it's very hard. I certainly found it hard, but that was good, to suppress that and put it away in a corner and say, no, I'm going to do a sewing course. So basically, I'd started on a journey down a road, but ended up taking a left turn, a right turn, going down a blind alley. But I came to the idea of doing a stand-up course. Now, I used to do stand-up comedy many, many years ago in my 20s, and then I gave it up. I found it hard, not because it's a hard thing to do. It is a very hard thing to do, to write material, to perform, to stand up in front of people and sort of basically put yourself on the line. But what I found the hardest was that perhaps on a Sunday night you could go and deliver the material and bring the house down, but then on the Monday night the same material could be met with utter silence. And I found that the peaks and troughs, the ebb and flow, I found that too difficult to cope with. Of course, what I now know through life, and because I've seen it happen with other people, is that you've just got to keep going. Whether sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed, you've just got to keep going. So I'm really pleased that I took the course. It was a kind of nice, gentle introduction back into stand-up. If anybody's interested in doing stand-up, the course takes place in London. There's also, the teacher also does a course in Stroud in Gloucestershire. I'll put details on the blog post and on Facebook. When I wasn't doing that and writing new material, I spent hours in the library. I've read more books this year than I think I have in the previous three. I've got notes all over the place, so obviously a New Year's resolution is to get organised. And I would say to anybody who is creative and is trying to succeed at creating something, you do need to get organised, because the creative brain is a wonderful thing and it spews things out all the time. But you have to write it down, you have to organise. Little index cards are marvellous things. And if that sounds old-fashioned, well, so be it. But they are marvellous things. They're just jotting down thoughts. And that's not an advert for index cards, but well, whatever works for you. Maybe electronic index cards, if such things exist. So yeah, let's get organised. I genuinely think that 2017 will be a more challenging year for me. It's probably going to be a more challenging year for all of us. Some of the appalling political decisions that were taken this year will start to bear strange and disturbing fruit. And it might seem that, you know, creativity, following your dream, well, you know, hang on a minute, we might have nutters running the world. Perhaps we won't worry about our creativity, but that is when following your dream becomes more important. Right now, my dream is to make people laugh, which I think in these trying times is not a bad dream to have. You know, if you can make people laugh, if you can hold a mirror up to the utter ridiculousness of life, that's not a bad thing. I remember after 9/11, how that in London, the most popular shows in the theatres at the time were the comedy shows. People wanted to laugh. They wanted to be taken away from themselves. I think we all like to be shown that things that make us suffer are actually ridiculous. If we can diminish those horrible things, and that's something I really would like to try to achieve. And I hope I succeed. And, you know, if I don't, sometimes I mustn't give up. I do think I have learnt, I hope I've learnt, that to quote Alan Bennett, keeping on is not a bad way to live. It's like your creative brain, or any part of your brain, is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger and more flexible it gets. So writing is kind of like, and comedy is kind of like my yoga for the little grey cells. What's your brain yoga then? So I have a project that excites me. That's a big statement, right? And I never thought I'd utter those words. A writing project, which is actually about the workplace. I've mentioned how I will be reflecting on work, and now I've found a way to do it, combining what I know with what I want to say. And you will be hearing a lot about that in the months to come. Some of you even responded to my Survey Monkey survey questioning about ridiculousness in the workplace, and I'm very grateful to you for that. One of the important things I've learned about the workplace, and this is where my creative journey, my thinking about work, my thinking about comedy and creativity all merge together, because what I now know to be true, and this is not just me saying this, you know, there's science to back this up. One major factor that makes people unhappy at work is that they feel their creativity is not called upon and not valued. They're not allowed to make their own decisions. There's a focus on not just the results that you get, but there is sometimes a prescribed path to get to it. And organisations and companies need to understand that people might approach things in a different way. And if you let people work in their own way towards the results, they might actually get better results if they feel happier and more motivated in doing them. There's a little insight into what I've been thinking and writing about, but I don't want to give too much away. So yeah, work, creativity, your free time, life, friendships, hobbies. I would put that all under the banner of the creative life. You have to make time for all of it. Creative life, again, with capital letters, capital C, capital L. So that's what I think we want. That's what Squatting Toad started the year being about. It's what it ends the year being about and what it will continue to be about. I think that's really all I want to say for this year, except to once again thank everybody who took time to be interviewed. I want to thank you, and I hope I continue to inspire your creativity, your creative thinking, and please stick with me on my creative journey, because I think, as I say, even though 2017 will be tough, part of the reason it will be tough for me is because hopefully I will finally create the thing I wasn't even sure I wanted to create at the beginning of the year. My ideas are coming together. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be good. But because it's going to be tough, that's all the more reason I have to keep telling myself to stick with it. And I would say the same to you. Go and have a rest. It's the end of the year. Take a bit of time off if you need to, but come back rejuvenated. Let's meet again at the beginning of 2017 and let's move forward in a creative, inspired and inspiring way. I wish you all the best of luck. I hope you all have a great break at the end of this year and that the new year brings you what you want, or at least sets you on the path to it. Well, that's me. I haven't been terribly funny, have I? In fact, I don't think many of my podcasts have been terribly funny. I'm saving my funny for later. Hang on in there. Have a great time. And this is me, Mel Byron, signing off for the last time this year. And I'll see you on the other side in January 2017. Thanks a lot. Bye.